I was standing there with my bike, back tire completely flat. I was 6 kilometers away from my house, and my class was starting in 30 minutes. Hey everyone, welcome to the episode of Rad Dad. And, we should just forget the dad bod. At this point, dad bod to rad bod, I'm your host, Philippe Heidig. Welcome to another episode, and we are on day 23 of phase one. I actually had a colleague of mine that was doing phase one at the exact same time reach out to me the other day, say congratulations for finishing, and I was like, yeah, actually, I failed after the first 5 days, so I'm a week behind you, but that's okay. You know, the most important thing, a lot of times you guys read books and you read stuff on the internet about how to get back on the wagon, how to get back on the horse. And when you fail one day, obviously you have to do your best to keep the streak alive. So, you know, when you read the books like Atomic Habits, for example, let's say you want to go to the gym every day. Well, the craziest concept or the most ridiculous kind of idea, which actually works, is like, even if you go to the gym and lift weights for 5 minutes and then leave, right? You're like, 5 minutes, what is that gonna do? It is actually keeping your streak alive. So you keep your streak alive and you say, I'm a gym goer, I'm a gym rat, because I go every day, even though I only went on Tuesday for 5 minutes. That keeps the streak alive. So when we failed, because you know we had a bad day a few weeks ago, and things just collapsed. My desire to eat bad food was just too high. The next day I kind of jumped back on the wagon. I was working out. I didn't start the program right away, but I made a dedicated effort to plan it and restart it, rearrange my diet and all that stuff. And here I am, day 23. So yeah, it feels good. There's a few things I want to talk to you guys about. The first thing, I want to tell you guys a cool story here. Something that I thought was very pivotal of what 75 Hard has done to me as an individual and why it, I think, is fantastic in the pandemic. But I want to start off by telling you that finally here in Southern Ontario, it is very hot, like it's legitimately hot, which is great. I set up, we got a 12-foot pool for the kids in the backyard. I kind of set it up yesterday. I got to put the pump together and whatever. It's like a legitimate, above ground inflatable pool with a pump. So that's exciting. It's 12 feet. We're going to be in there, like every day is like 28 degrees this week when we were going from 15, 16 to 28. It's pretty hot, for us that just went through a Canadian winter. That's like, we're in the Sahara Desert all of a sudden. So we need our water, we need our shade, and we're gonna be having some good old fashioned water play. And that reminds me of the cold showers. So this week is literally the first time I can say that the cold showers are just my friend. They don't bother me anymore. I just get in when the water's like reasonably cold, not like at the coldest, but I get in and then I crank it down, give myself 10 seconds. But what I've noticed, and it's pretty common sense, right? Like I'm gonna go on a bike ride here and get my first vaccine shot today, and it's like 5-6 kilometers away. So I'm gonna bike over, get my vaccine shot, and then go for another 45 minute bike ride before I get back to work and get a workout in. However, when I'm done that workout and it's like 28 degrees and I'm biking, I'm gonna come back pretty sweaty, and the cold shower is literally my friend now. You're not really gonna want a really hot shower. Maybe you want like a slightly warm shower. You're gonna be sweaty and especially like if you're a little bit tired from the bike ride, or like you're like, oh man, I would love like a siesta, like an afternoon nap, because I did all this work in the morning, all this physical work. Well, the cold shower is going to feel great and it's going to wake you up. So I'm going to welcome that. And then probably somewhere around noon today, I'll get back to work and have a good time. I'll be totally woken up, ready to go. So let's get on with the story that we're going to tell you guys. And, last week was, I think we went, let's see, today's Wednesday, the 20, the 23rd day. So next week we finish on Tuesday, I believe. So maybe today's day 24, actually. So last week was kind of like in the middle second half of phase one. And yeah, it's pretty good. No problems here. I've been really focusing on trying to get a little bit more sleep because last week I pooched the bed on the sleep factor. I was playing video games like at least 1 to 2 hours every evening. I just bought a new video game and it took over my free time in the evening. So I wasn't playing during the day. It wasn't like a huge like addiction issue. But I probably have about 30 minutes of free time, 30 minutes to an hour of free time in the evening when the kids go to sleep that I can still get the proper amount of sleep, which is 7.5 hours that I'm aiming for now every day after reading the 5 a.m. club, that, I can still go to sleep or, you know, have my eyes shut by 10 and then wake up at 5:45. So give myself some time. However, it's not like I just play for 30 minutes and then stop and I go and read my book and I'm like, okay, that was great. You know, you always end up playing for more than what you expected. So yeah, I've recovered from sleep. And the last 4 days, I've gotten 3 days over 7 hours, and two of them were 7.5. One was like 6 hours and 45 minutes. It's weird sometimes because, some days, obviously the warmer climate, like the house is much warmer. You know, we have to start putting on AC. So you're going to sleep and it's like kind of a little bit hotter. So I am waking up in the middle of the night. Like just once or twice, maybe go to the bathroom, drink some water. And by the time I wake up, even though I've been in bed for like 7.5 hours, it only says I actually slept for like 6 hours and 45 minutes because I was awake for 45 minutes. So that is a little bit annoying. Really, I guess what you have to do is just try to be in bed for 8.5 hours, right? And I do that. I just, I was playing video games, but I did beat the video game last Friday and I feel like I no longer need to play it. I'm not a huge video game person. So I just added a new element for no reason, a distraction for no reason. It was fun, but I could have done without it. I probably could have gotten better gains. My body could have recovered better. So keep those things in mind, guys. I'll tell you guys my story. I think, we'll just talk about this and then we'll wrap it up for the week. In terms of my fitness last week, pretty good. I ran 3 times. I lifted weights 3 times. Did some bike rides, did some walks, played with the kids, bike ride with my son at one point, take him to the park. Those things end up being like an hour and a half. You're constantly walking or running or biking. So great workouts that you can include the family. So here's my story that was really the most enjoyable part of the week last week, the most memorable thing that happened, the most random, and something I made out of nothing essentially. So I told you guys that I work part-time for one of the school boards here. It's the Halton School Board, and I just supply teach. Now there are no in-class learning for special needs kids, but regular school students are staying at home, they're learning virtually. So I picked up a virtual job one day. I think this is Thursday last week. Day was going great, and everything was fine. I'm getting used to the virtual learning a little bit. I only do it like once or twice a week. I just gotta finish off my quota of days and then I could work on my real estate career the rest of the time. But last Thursday, I did a job. I think they're pretty young kids in grade one, so like 7, 8 years old. And there was a point in the day that another teacher would go in, like a French teacher would go in and fill in for me for like an hour, right? So I was off. So I was with a break, I was off for an hour and 20 minutes. And I said, okay, great. I'm gonna do my second workout because I already did my first one at 6 a.m. So I hopped on my bike and I had a great time. I was going whizzing through the city. There's like a little forest in the middle of the city. It's really not that long. Like it would only take you like 10 minutes by bike to go through it. So it's pretty short, maybe like half an hour by walk. And, I kept going around and I passed, I think, like this, like, it was like an opening to a construction site and I kind of biked close to it. So I think that was my downfall. because once I got to like a main road and started biking back towards my house, that's when I realized that my back tire was completely flat. And I'm like, oh no. I look at my watch. I got 35 minutes until I have to be back in class. I knock on someone's door. I see they have a basketball net. I'm like, okay, they probably have kids. Maybe they have a pump. My first reaction is maybe, you know, just the air ran out, whatever. So the gentleman there was really kind. He was able to help me with a pump and a little spray to seal up any damage to the tire. And we tried to work on it for 5 minutes. But once I investigated the tire, I found a good old big ass construction staple right in it. There's no chance I'm riding that bike home. I look at my watch. There's 30 minutes until class, more or less. There may have been 25 minutes at that point. And I'm roughly 6 kilometers away from my house. I call my wife and I'm like, all right, what should we do? And we agreed that I'll just run back and she'll hop on my laptop and tell the kids that I'm going to be a few minutes late. Here I am thinking I'm going to be like 10 to 15 minutes late. The gentleman of the house, you know, was like, yeah, you can leave the bike at my house, come pick it up later. Yeah, I just left it at the side of his house. I said, great. Chugged as much water, all the water I had left, because again, it was like 25 degrees outside. So, you know, it's a little rough to run like 6 kilometers with no water when it's that hot. You know, I've been doing it like in the winter. What's cool about the winter is you just drink some water before you go. And you don't really need to drink water if you're going to run for 45 minutes. Like, I don't feel the urge. But when it's this hot, like, you need water. Like, every 20 minutes, you need to have a sip, or at least a fair bit. So, yeah, I ran back all 6 kilometers, got in the front door, went straight from the computer, completely dripping sweat. And I was like, hey, kids, I'm back. Guess what Mr. H did? He had a great time and a really fun adventure. Who likes adventures? I was only 5 minutes late. So, you know, I'm able to run pretty close to, you know, I've definitely ran a few times a 5 minute, a kilometer pace. That's exactly what happened. You know, I wasn't trying to kill myself, but I was trying to make it back. I felt bad. But no one seemed to care when I got back. I was just 5 minutes late. And what was the beauty of virtual learning is like, sometimes you're like, okay, well, we actually have this like task to do. It's going to take you guys 20 minutes. So I just gave him the task and was able to go get changed and not be in my dirty, sweaty clothes. But, you know, really, I think the whole point of this story is that, one, I have the energy to bike 10 kilometers and then run 6 kilometers simultaneously. I suppose like an hour and 10 minute workout. Two is I really make something out of nothing, right? This story, like the fact that I made it back, there was another teacher in the class, like a assistant for the kids. She really enjoyed the story. Like, we were laughing about it all day. You know, I was joking how in the next break I wasn't going to be able to bike because my bike was somewhere else and I had a huge hole in it, a huge flat in it. And it was just a fun adventure. So we really make something out of nothing, right? Why do you think 75 Hard has been instrumental for me this year? And I think a lot of other people, like a lot of you guys are doing 75 Hard or phase one, phase two, phase three, whatever it is, or you just decided to give yourself a fitness challenge or a mental challenge. Why these things are fantastic for us now is that, you know, a lot of us are spending a lot of time at home. And I know most of us are getting vaccinated. I think in the US, a lot of you guys have already been vaccinated. And maybe life is a lot more normal than it is here because we're still in our homes. We're still shut down. We're not supposed to go anywhere. We're not supposed to visit friends. And it is what it is. But because I've taken this mental challenge and it's consuming, if you think about 2 45-minute workouts plus reading, then you have like, you know, you need to shower after the workouts, then you need to do your vision board. It's like 3 hours of activity a day. So I really give myself very little room for free time. And I'm organizing all my extra time into things that are good for me. Educating myself, working out, you know, all of these things. And then, you know, you know, planning my diet around, you know, every day I have a diet. So it's very, very simple. I just have to cook the food, eat it. It just makes my life very simple. But also, basically every day, I'm making something happen that I don't need to do, but it is a lot more enjoyable and a lot better for you. And I'm coming up with stories, like stories. Honestly, it's just been a lot of fun. Yeah, it sucks. I gotta fix my bike, but it was an adventure that I'm telling you guys. I'm sharing you guys, and we made it out of nothing. And I got extra exercise. You know, right away I just ran 6 kilometers, and great, I could check that off the list as my third run of the week. And there we go. You know, we had fun. Yeah, I love this whole concept of making something out of nothing, as opposed to, you know, when you talk to some people who are just taking it day by day, watching a lot of Netflix or stuff like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you're not going to be as fulfilled on a day-to-day basis as doing something else. And it really is a wonderful feeling to do all these things right now. For example, on Sunday, we visited our in-laws in their backyard, and then we were going to visit a friend in their backyard, and I realized that they were like 10 kilometers away, like 9.9. Like, I was super, super tempted to just run over. I was making a joke with my wife that, you know, they were saying they're going to cook some chicken for us on the barbecue. And, you know, on my meal plan was for dinner, chicken with quinoa. And I asked her parents if they have quinoa. And they're like, yeah, we have it from Costco, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I was joking with my wife. My wife was so embarrassed that I would just bring a Ziploc bag of the correct amount of quinoa I need to eat, and I'll just show up at a friend's house and be like, hey guys, you mind if I just cook this in your kitchen real quick? I don't know, you know, like, I think you just live life to the fullest when you can do these like fun tasks. You know, they become fun tasks. Like, sometimes they're annoying tasks, like you gotta work out, oh no, I gotta look at my vision board. Sometimes they're annoying, and sometimes they're like a lot of fun. But most time when you do them, you're in a lot better mood. You're just laughing. And people just don't understand, I think. Maybe they do, I don't know. But for me, it's a huge difference to live a lifestyle where you're constantly making something out of nothing, constantly having fun, constantly laughing. You know, the kids get off your energy. They're laughing. They're having a good time. You could pick them up. I'm really almost never short on energy at this point. Like, up until like 8, 9 o'clock, I'm on the go. I'm ready to go. I can do anything. I could run with the kids. I could work out 3 times a day. I could like do chores. I can cook dinner. Like, I feel like I can do anything. Now, of course, you know, I got to shut it down at a certain time so I get that sleep like I talked about. But this is the correct way to live. And yeah, I'm excited to finish phase 1 next week. So on these 30 degree days, I can finally crack a nice cold Corona or something like that. You know, the beer, not anything else. You know, I'm going to continue living this lifestyle because it's just a way better version of the person I am and the amount of fun I have and how I can affect the people around me in a positive way than ever before, right? And I'm going to continue to have adventure, guys. I'm going to make something out of nothing every week for the rest of the day of my life. I should say for the rest of my life. Hopefully you guys do that too. See ya.